Welcome back, everyone, to the interview session with the UH Foundation. My name is Desmond, of course, also known as DJ Desbro, host of Emo Night on the only station that loves you, 90.1 KTUH FM. We're joined again with Brenda Smith and Dolly Hagedorn of UHF. So the second and final round of questions will be regarding about the scholarship, and I guess I'll start it off with this question right over here. I know scholarships have been instrumental in many student lives, and to an extent the university systems. But how do scholarships improve the university programs?
I think the way that scholarships improve and benefit university programs is that it takes that burden off of the students, which also relieves the burdens of the program managers and the professors that you guys work with, because everyone feels that stress. If the students are having trouble meeting their needs, either through tuition or their daily lives, there's a lot of stress that's involved, a lot of anxiety, and they bring that to the learning environment and to the experiential environment. And I think that we all, as a university community, benefit when students do not have that additional pressure. And the scholarship just means that it's one less thing that students have to worry about as they take on these big challenges that they're taking on every day in school, right? They have really heavy loads with their classes, with their extracurricular activities that are helping them for their future, like the radio station. And so then trying to balance another job or trying to balance kind of unstable finances, it just taking that part of it out of the equation just produces a much better experience for students and overall better programs because of it.
Just like I said, like there are some students that can't like financially pay off their student debt, not necessarily their student, but their student expenses, because education does cost quite significant for just like a young student like me. Like, and I'm very, and like for me personally, my parents like sponsor my tuition, so I'm very grateful for that. But like for those that can't, that don't have that sponsorship, like it's very hard for them to financially stay afloat, because they want to get an education, right? Finances shouldn't be the reason why these motivated students should drop out necessarily, or put their education aside just because of finance. And what we want to do with the scholarship is just like, you know, provide that extra financial relief for those students, because I know for a fact that like some of our students had to drop out because of their financial situations. And I don't think that should be a reason for them to, leave the station, because every student at the university deserves a chance to have their own radio show, like to chase their dreams of pursuing either music or just broadcasting in general. We want to make sure that these students are able to like follow their dreams. So I guess this kind of leads up to this like follow-up question. What could this scholarship, I think I kind of answered this question already, but I kind of want to ask you ladies right now. So like, what could the K2H scholarship do for the station?
So I've, in working with your team, I've heard a lot or a significant amount of how a scholarship can help the DJs stay at the radio station, not just stay with the radio station, but also stay with education. It's a way to keep them going. It's like you all were saying, it takes the burden off. And there's so many focused scholarships in so many different areas. It's great that K2H decided to want to sponsor a scholarship for the DJs that work there and provide so much happiness to the public.
I like that, providing happiness to the public, because that at the end of the day, that's what we want to do. Like, we want, like, you're stuck in traffic and like you're tired of listening to the same old song in the stage in the car, and you turn on to K2H and you find something different. You know, it kind of keeps like our listeners on their toes. Like, they're expecting something, but then like they kind of like listen to something else and like, oh, this is nice. This is totally different. This is like not the same old boring stuff that we listen to all the time. Yeah, for sure.
Can I say one other thing, Desmond?
Yeah, sure.
So, God, I was just thinking, the radio station is so unique in the way it operates. Having a scholarship to help support that effort to keep you guys going is really a wonderful thing to do.
I agree. And just to chime in on that is it's practically a part-time job, right? So it makes it really hard to have another part-time job to fill some of the basic finance needs that students often have. And so this is where scholarships really fill in, and they allow students to have these really great experiences like you can have at the studio without having to sacrifice the financial needs that you have, or without having to make really significant choices between what you want to experience and how you pay the bills.
Right. I totally agree. It's like when Bjarn actually took the roles of the general manager, he wanted to start a K2H scholarship because, like, at his college, I think John Hopkins, like, they have their own scholarship program over there as well. And like, he really wanted to like provide that same level of financial support to K2H. And I think with the scholarship programs, we'll be able to inspire new DJs to kind of like pursue something that they're interested in, like whether it's like just music or just broadcasting in general.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that's super powerful about something like this, kind of building on what Dolly was saying earlier, is that your community, your donor community, your alumni community, your listener community, they want to support someone who has a similar interest to them, right? So it makes perfect sense to have a K2H scholarship. The alums want to support kids that love the same things that they did and that are having similar experiences. And so giving them a scholarship that's really going to feel powerful to them and that they can feel really connected to support is a great way to engage your donor community and your alumni community as well with the current DJs and programming.
Right. Especially with our alumni. So next question. So I know UHF has been in charge with like many scholarships across campus, and it's pretty safe to assume that, right? So I guess my next question is like, what do scholarships do for the university as like a whole?
I'll take that. What do scholarships do for the university as a whole? That's such an easy answer. They support the whole reason the university is there, which is educating students, right? It's, students are the reason universities exist. And what we want to do is enable as many of them as possible to chase their dreams, to reach their aspirations, to stretch themselves into the person that they're meant to be in the future. And scholarships is what gives them the tools to be able to do that. Otherwise, without scholarships, without students, you just have programs, professors, right, with holding all of their knowledge and their experience inside. And so a university doesn't exist without students. And the majority of students these days have some sort of financial aid, right, whether it's through federal assistance or it's private scholarships. And it's just the heart and soul, it's the lifeblood support that a university has and needs for its ultimate purpose.
Yeah, and I totally agree. Because like UH Foundation as a whole, like, has been able to provide like a lot of scholarships to many students, like not just limiting ourselves to just this K2H scholarship program. Many of those students, like many like students across the different colleges, like can definitely benefit from a scholarship, no matter what the program is. We're gonna take a quick break, and then we're gonna talk more about the benefits of our new endowed scholarships.